The Cornish Lathan on those places makes up his own thing called a humble.
This week's Pasha, we find that Avraham Avinu was told about Tzedayim, and right away goes to Davin. Why does the Eibishter tell him about Tzedayim? The Pasuk says, "Hamechas ani mi'Avraham, mashani yoisi." How can I conceal from Avraham? We have to speak about it a different time. Well, I mean, the Eibishter has the right to do things without discussing with Avraham first. Just because a person is a tzaddik doesn't mean that the Rebbeinu Shlom can't run the world and punish. Unless maybe he meant because of light. That's what it means, HaMechas Anim Avraham Hashem Yoisa. Because since it was in reference to light, so Hashem says, how can I conceal it to Avraham? But that's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says a different reason. Avraham is Hayayi, he's Avraham Avinu. It's a long discussion. But many Mepharshim said different shot. Avraham was being tested with the story of Tzedayim. Tzedayim was the antithesis of what Avraham stood for. If Avraham had an agenda, the first thing he should have wanted was Tzedayim off the map. That was been in the... I don't remember where I saw it, but years ago I saw this pshat, and I thought it was a brilliant pshat from the Mepharshim, that Rabbi Yishu wants to see how Avraham reacts. I'm going to wipe out Tzedayim, another Gevaldik. The exact opposite of what I stand for and everything I'm trying to institute in the world, they're standing against it. And how does Avraham Taka react? He's Davins, and if you notice, not Stami Davins. He's fighting with the Eibishter, 10 Tzaddikim, and then 50 Tzaddikim, and 40 Tzaddikim, and that. Put so much effort into it. They're a Shayim. I want to bring out a point, and I just need one more second to bring out another point, and then the two points come together. What is Tzedayim? What is the root of Tzedayim? And a better question, are Tzedayim people who are completely Rishayim, Arurim, and has nothing to do with us, or we could have some Shaykhs to Tzedayim? Chazal tell us, Kaifin al midas Tzedayim. Certain behaviors are Tzedayim. Zenehen of Zeloi Chaser is Maisis Tzedayim. It's unbelievable. That was a person thinks Tzedayim was off the map. Teirus Chazal teaching us that every person can have Tzedayim. What is Tzedayim? So let's identify Tzedayim, and then we'll put the two things together. There's a Meirdik Mishnah in Avos. Ha'omer Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shebucha. Sumi the Beinonis. It's normal. Yours is yours. Mine is mine. It's normal. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Sumi the Tzedayim. Peldikazah. So first of all, why is it me this time? And what's the machlaikis? Shalishali, you're so chazal. It says Yashrus, no? Okay. Let me tell you. There's a gevaldiger Rabbeinu Yain on that. Rabbeinu Yain says, it's not that he doesn't give stock. He's about stock also. But he gives it without feeling that, I want to help the other guy. He does it with Saras Ayin. You want to hear a peldiger thing, and then you'll see pshat in this medrash. When light came, right? So they were all angry at light. You know why they were angry at light? Rashi brings it down. What are you bringing us this chesed, this stories with the salt? She wanted to, that's why she became a salt. At the balakan lahani rishis zu, you're trying to put her this rishis that you should lend somebody else. This is Rashi, a lashon of Rashi. So I saw the mefarshim ask, bishlam, you don't want to do chesed. That's one thing. But how could you be convinced that doing ches is rishis? How do you go from this extreme to that extreme? Teretz Rabbi says, all very pashut. Shali, shali, v'shalcha, shalcha, is that Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's Tzoros Ayin. You know what Tzoros Ayin means? Selfish. It's not to see with an Ayin Toiva. If you don't see with an Ayin Toiva, then you can look at a Maisa Chesed is a Maisa Rishis. It's a pelvic thing. A person could do it, a mitzvah, a chesed. What? It's the charishas. What are you coming to bring rishas into a town of Zdoim? And that's that Rabbi Meirina that says that it all depends on how. You can give tzedak also. But if inside it's not given with ayin toiv, rather it's given with saris ayin, the lashon there is chachlilus. Chachlilus means saris ayin. So lashon Rabbi Meirina. Then that's midas daim, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah. It sounds like it's midas beininus. Shali shaliva shalcha shalcha sounds like it's normal. The second mandam is saying it, but the root of it, you're selfish, you hold mine as mine, yours as yeah. That's midas daim, it's the shayrish. That's the machloikis in the Mishnah. The question is the shrush. Avram Avinu's chesed was that he was selfish. The Bain Shalom was testing him in the story of Stein. I'm going to bring you Anshei Zdoim. If you mean anything about yourself, you would never daven for Zdoim, you'd never care about it. But if the Pshat is your chesed is real, the chesed is emes. So then the Pshat is, there's no me. So I could daven even for my biggest sinner, so to speak. I could daven for my biggest adversary. What am I trying to bring? You know, Rabbi, we could talk from today till tomorrow. You have to do this and you have to do that. There are certain things we go to the shrushim, and your whole life's view changes because of it. And one of them is Tavas Ayin. To see good, to feel good. It's a certain. And then if not, Maisis Daim becomes Yashrus. The Rishonim talk, and I don't want to be married, but they say they had court systems and they had all mahalach, it was aransa. Fakert, they thought they were extremely, extremely moral. Extremely moral with laws. Tell you a cute mice and I'll let you on your way because
the liberals are like that.
So let me tell you, married the mice.
They're so moral, the environment is so moral.
My father told me that he was once driving. You know, years ago, a Plymouth. In those days, they had the Plymouth. Right? Remember the Plymouths? I was driving my grandfather, and there was a cop directing traffic. So the cop told him to go to the right. He shouldn't go straight or whatever, or left. He should go right. My father doesn't hear so well. And also, he's vertrachten learning. That's the type of person he is. So instead of listening to the cop, he went straight. The cop banged on the car, and he made him roll up the window, and he was mecharef him, and he was megadef him. Yeah, my father between was asked him, yeah, but why are you talking to me that way? Like, what? His response was, you violated the law. The law is you have to listen to a policeman. And he was screaming and he was yelling, I could put you in jail. You violated the law. So my Zayda turned to him and said, chukim u'mishpatim lo itayvim. Look at the chukim u'mishpatim. You let it. What's the violation of the law? You didn't hear the guy. You went right instead of left, right? Aye. What about that? You were shayfach and you made ashen blot, as they say in Yiddish, from somebody. That's not a problem. The judicial. You didn't listen to the judicial. Judicial could be Rabbi Isai if it's not from the within taif. It's very important, Rabbi Isai. I'm telling you, hold. I can't explain to you how a person's whole view of everything changes if inside he works on being taif, 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 taif. See things positive, see things good. Avram saw everything chesed. Chesed could mean that you could daven for Stein. That's what it could mean. Stein, which saw everything, Yashrus, they thought, how could you, the Lasha Rashi, how could you bring this rishis to us, that you do ches? It's a rishis to lend somebody else salt, yeah? Rishis. Atabola hanikan rishis zoom.
It's another entitlement.
It's unbelievable.
Another entitlement.
A long gone entitlement. Yeah?
What chesed did Avram Avinu see there?
Which chesed did he see where? No, the ches of davening for them. They're people. He tried to find the good. Ula yesh. V'saychem 50 tzaddikim. He was trying to find something good from within. And could you imagine if it's an Ir Shekula Tzadikim? Stein would try to find the one bad guy. They would daven to the Eibush, the guy get rid of Avram Avinu's camp because there's one there's one bad guy in it. And Avraham Avinu's davening the other way around. In this horrible camp, maybe Efshin is one good guy. The chilek between chesed and stein. Kaifin al midas daim. And that's why we're kaifin. Why are you kaifin al midas daim? I always thought about why are you kaifin al midas daim? Rabbi said, midas daim is deeper. It's deep. It's a mitzvah. It goes real deep into the shrashim of anti-tayr, midas daim. That's arbiter, Rabbi. So you'll see your whole life will turn around. See you. See good. Learn to see the toiv in every person. Every person, so many milas. There's so much. Just the Ger Rebbe used to say, "I've done his kol adam lekafsos." You know Ger Rebbe's word. Or shat es kol adam. Should say es kol adam. Every person. Says the Ger Rebbe, you have to not dan every person. You have to dan the whole person. Es kol adam. You have to say he has this mida. Yeah, but he has thousands of other good things. What do? We zoom in on the. We zoom in on the.
1 or 2, yeah.
Yeah, you saw what the guy said. You saw what he did. Yeah, but what about all the other things he says and does, and he's trying. It's kulei tayv. A person is could be kulei tayv. You see, he has this mida. Yeah, but that's all. That's all it is. He's this. That's it. There's nothing else over there. And you want to know something? When you look at it from the outside, you see it's nishnamal. If you want to know the truth, it's a sign of not normal thought. Taiv Ayin means either you're normal or you're not normal, Rabbi. Taiv Ayin is about being glatt and not glatt. Rabbi, see, work on it. I'm telling you.
Don't forget to put it on.